Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on God's will for your healing was recorded at our 2009 Dallas Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
And what I'm going to do is share with you some things tonight about things that faith is governed by law. God does not just sit in heaven and evaluate your situation based on how desperate it is or how holy you are or how strong in faith you are. And when you do everything right, then God releases His power. No, there are laws that govern it. And even though God loves you and God wants to move in your life, I'm going to say some things that it's hard. I don't know exactly how to communicate this, but it's hard for people to understand this. But it'll help you if you can get it. You need to ask the Lord to help you to understand what I'm saying. But God loves you, but God cannot, will not, does not violate the laws that
And there
he
are
created.
Laws that govern how He works and how healing works and why miracles flow.
And you've got to cooperate with them. If you don't cooperate with them, the power of God doesn't flow, and it's not personal. It's not God looking at you and say, you haven't prayed enough, you aren't holy enough, you haven't done this enough. There are just laws that govern how the kingdom of God works. And if you don't understand those laws and if you don't cooperate with them, God wants to set you free. He loves you, but He cannot violate that. And this is a new wrinkle in most people's brains because most people think God is God. God can do anything He wants to. That's not true. God is holy. He will never violate His word. Never. Psalms chapter 89, verse 34. He was talking to the Israelites and saying, I have said, you know, that I'm going to punish you because you broke the covenant. But then He comes right back and He talks about, but I'm still going to extend mercy. And after a brief period of time, you're going to come back in and He says, my covenant will I not break nor alter the thing that has gone forth out of my lips. And in the midst of this, He said that He never violates His word. If God says, like in James chapter 4, verse 7, resist the devil and he will flee from you, then that means if you don't resist, Satan isn't going to flee. God will not resist the devil for you. I talked to, I bet you, half a dozen people tonight, a dozen people this morning, a dozen people last night, and basically I was telling all of them the same thing. They're just like, they're telling me all of their problems, and they're doing it in a way like, I'm sorry, but I just need help. I can't do anything. And I told all of them, I said, first of all, you've bought into a lie to think that you don't have any control over yourself. And they're saying, well, I can't control it. I've got this, this, this. You can control what goes on in your body. And some people think, well, I didn't do anything to make myself sick. I didn't do anything to get cancer. I didn't do anything to do this. You may not have gone out and have sought it. You may not have said, I want it. But you didn't understand the power and the authority that God has given you. If you were to exercise your authority, James 4, 7 says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. You know, we had a woman call in this week, and I just happened to be walking through our phone center. And I heard one of my prayer ministers, Travis, talking. And I went up to him later, and I said, good on you, Travis. I said, that's exactly what I'd have been telling that woman. But anyway, this woman was saying, would you please pray for me? And he says, well, I want you to resist the devil. And she says, oh, I can't. I've tried that, and it doesn't work. And she was just saying, it doesn't work. And so Travis told her, he says, well, then what's the point in me praying for you if you don't believe that it works? He says, I'm not going to pray for you. And she said, well, I called so that you could pray for me. And he says, why pray if you don't believe that it works? You're telling me that the word doesn't work. You're telling me that Satan is bigger than God. And she was upset because he wouldn't pray with her. And I just told him, I said, good on you, brother. That's exactly what I would have told him. But you know what? There's people that are sitting there saying, I'm powerless and I've prayed and it doesn't work. Well, when you tell me that the word doesn't work, you don't want me to pray for you because that's all I know how to do is pray what the word says and stand on it. And yet there's people all of the time, I'm powerless, I can't help you. The doctor says, I've got cancer, what can I do? Well, cancer is nothing. Cancer has no power.
You got more power than cancer if you would stand and resist it. But see, when you think, well, I can't do it. I'm only human. Well, then that's the reason that Satan is beating you up. It's because you don't know who you are. You don't know the power and the authority that God has given you. You know, I'm about to preach this before I get into these verses. Have you found Mark chapter 5 yet? If you haven't found Mark chapter 5 by now, just look on with your neighbor. You probably aren't going to get there anytime soon. But look at this. In Mark chapter 5, it says in verse 25, "And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, 'If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole.' And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, 'Who touched my clothes?' And his disciples said unto him, 'Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me?' And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But when the woman saw that, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, 'Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague.'" Man, this is an amazing passage of Scripture. There's a lot in this, and I'm not going to be able to bring all of this out. But one of the things I wanted to point out is that when she touched him, Jesus felt virtue go out of him. I could preach a whole message on that. You can. The power of God is tangible. I'm not going to preach on that, though. And he turned around and he says, "Who touched my clothes?" And you know, most people, especially theologians, which, praise God, I am not a theologian. I have spent my life studying the Bible. And you know what? I know the Bible better than I know anything else. But I am not a theologian. What I mean by that is I didn't take this doctrine and say that God is omniscient, omnipresent, all of these big words, and then go to the Word and try and find something to verify it. I don't have a doctrine that I'm, committed to, and I'm trying to get the Word to say it. I have just taken the Word and read it, and the Word speaks to me. And if this violates the great theological debates of our day, who cares? I just don't care about all of that. I just want what the Word says. And this said, theologians will sit there and say, of course, God knows all things, so therefore this is a rhetorical question. Of course he knew who touched him. I don't believe that. I believe when he said, "Who touched me?" it's because he didn't know who touched him. And theologians have problems with that, but I don't. The Bible says in Luke chapter 2, verse 52, that Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. Jesus didn't come out of the womb speaking Hebrew. He had to learn how to talk and how to walk. And he was God in the spirit, but his physical body was human. It wasn't sinful, it wasn't defiled, but it was human. And he had to teach himself. And I believe that when he felt this virtue flow out of him, he turned around and he says, "Who touched me?" Because he didn't know who had touched him. That's deep. And there's a lot of people that really struggle with this, but to me, that's just, it's not a problem. I believe that when he said, "Who touched me?" he didn't know who had touched him. And here's the reason that's so important to me, because see, again, most people think that God is in heaven looking at every one of us, and when we've prayed enough, and when we've done this enough, and when we've done this, and when we've done everything just right, then God releases his power in response to what we have done. You may not verbalize it that way, but you have an image like that. You think that God is responding to you. And that's the reason that if you don't see a healing come to pass, you take it personally, like, "God, I did everything I knew. What's wrong? Why didn't you release your power? What's going on?" You take it personally. You think that God responds to you. But here is an instance where a woman touched the hem of Jesus' garment. The power of God flowed out of him and healed her, and he didn't even see who she was. He didn't stamp approved on her request. He didn't look at her and size her up and saying, all right, you've done everything right. Faith, healing, is governed by law. It just works. It's like the law of electricity. You know, electricity was created when God created the heavens and the earth. He didn't just come up with the idea of electricity a couple of hundred years ago. It was created. Electricity has been on this earth ever since the beginning. People could have been using air conditioning 2,000 years ago. God didn't just create the laws that govern this. It was people didn't understand the laws, and therefore they weren't able to put them into practice. But all of these laws have been here since the beginning. The laws that govern cell phones and wireless technology and television and all of these kind of things. Did you know all of those physical laws have been here since the beginning? People could have been watching televisions 5,000 years ago. It wasn't God who just created the laws. It was us that didn't understand the laws, and therefore we weren't able to take advantage of this. And it's not because those people were dummies. Like Leonardo da Vinci, in my opinion, you know, is a genius. He designed helicopters that have been built with modern technology and materials, and they've actually been able to fly helicopters that he designed in, I think it was the 1500s. This guy was way ahead of his time. But you know what? Leonardo da Vinci didn't know what I know about electricity. He didn't know what I know about a lot of different things. So anyway, it's not that Leonardo wasn't smart. It was just the fact that he didn't have knowledge about things. And guess what? If you don't understand the laws, they won't work for you. And likewise, it's not a reflection on the fact that you're a bad person or something, but the average person, the average Christian today does not understand that faith is governed by law, that the kingdom of God operates by law, and so they just go to the Lord and they, oh God, I need this, please. And they look at it like a personal request, and if God really loved me, then he'll just heal me. God cannot just heal you.
I'd like to encourage you to get this teaching about healing that I made from the Dallas Gospel Truth Seminar. You know, I've taught on this a lot, but I had many of my own staff say that they really liked this one, that they thought that it was balanced, that I answered a lot of the questions that people have about healing. And I think it could not only be a blessing to you, but this could be a great set for you to take and to share with someone else. If you aren't sick, or if you don't know anybody who's sick, I can guarantee you, you will. And so the time to prepare is now. So I encourage you to listen to our announcer and please take advantage of this and get this teaching on healing that was made at the Dallas Gospel Truth Seminar.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on supernatural healing. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Dallas Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM239 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the third teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.